So,
Right. So
you know,
I
that.
guess then, you know, then we go into, as the poles shift, I think
Yes.
a more recent question from Bert is, as the poles shift, is that affecting the body's spinal column and or aura?
Yes, of course. Yes.
Mm-hmm, okay.
And
And
both say it this way so you don't get lost. Both are systemic.
yes, that's it.
And you say, of
Right.
course, but not really, because you can take the ethereal, you can take Dobbstown, and you can get yourself messed slap up. You can get messed up at Dobbstown now. You, of all people, know that. So, you see, you got to sort of sweep it back together so that you know that both are systemic. The spiritual meets the physical. The outer kingdom, the middle kingdom, and the inner kingdom are all merged. And all these problems that you used to go to these other lands to straighten out are all, it's like moving your trash from your kitchen to your living room. It's still in your house. So there's nowhere to run anymore.
Wow. Well, yeah, Bob, remember we were told that when we had problems, we could go to another world and sort them out and come back with the answers. I understood that they're all merged, so we're sorting everything. We're at the stage of sorting everything out here now, Ion. Is that because the environment can allow us to do that?
It's not allowing it. It's forcing it.
Forcing.
That's where people are running. Well, they're running into this trouble, and they get rid of this, and then they're over there. And they get rid of over here, and they're over there. And everywhere they run, they bump into themselves. They take themselves with you, with themselves wherever they go. Well, that turns into trouble because now there's nowhere they got nowhere to run to. And if they go to another world, all those same issues are in that world now too. So you've got to balance the spiritual side. That's what you're talking about with Bert in the conversation, with the meat sack side, the physical. And somehow you've got to convince or overtake the mind that says that's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my living life.
Mm-hmm.
The mundane has to become uncommon. The mundane has to become uncommon. And it will. How do you take something ridiculous, throw it in the trash, mash, and save the world's farming solutions? Hey, if you're singing the whole wide world, Carolyn, you throw away something that makes the hugest, best difference ever. It didn't do that until just now. You started making mash long before it had any good, wasn't any good. Mm-hmm. Now the environment's got it where it takes. Do you know what? Do you know about dying? Okay, if you die, somebody who dyes their hair, okay, if you dye your hair all the time, it's a normal process. You touch it up, you do your thing, go. But if you've never had your hair dyed, and all of a sudden you get you some dye, and you dye the hair first time, it grabs that dye. And it completely absorbs it. And sometimes if you're not careful, it'll be too much or be too strong or too dark or too much, you see. So you have to be careful because the hair, the unadulterated hair will grab it. So what's happening with the spirit side, it's like a dye. In the body, it's turning on and it's going to take it really hard. It's going to grab real hard. It's going to be really obvious that they're just now dyeing their hair. You see? So that's the thing. That's another clicheable archetype, but it kind of gives you an idea of how it doesn't do it every time, but the first time it's like a white knuckle flight. And that's what people are starting to bump into. And that's why people are shaking out of the woodwork for Bob, because crazy Bob stuff said stuff and they listen to stuff. And now he said stuff 100 years ago that now it's actually happening. And they go, wait a minute. He's the sage of the East. No, he was a ridiculous idiot. No, he didn't know nothing. He still don't know nothing. Ask him. And then he made it all up, and it came true anyway. That truism becomes the validator. So that's the spirit side affecting the dye so it doesn't grab too tight on the meat sack body. And this is that. Those three books.
Yeah.
Thy Kingdom Come.
Yeah.
Thy Kingdom Come, Thy Will Be Done on Earth as It Is in Heaven. That's what's merging. And so you got to get this part ready so you got it, so you can pack. See?
Mm-hmm. So yeah, so you're, Bob, maybe Bob will continue on this theme in our outer middle, the final merging. Final merging has come, Bob. Bob does. And Bob returns to the plane of essence?
Uh-oh. How is Gary Null dealing with the bad scene in New York City? That's where he operates out of. Well, how is he taking
terrible.
This?
Terrible.
Because he doesn't have a solution.
It's the thing. Well, here's the thing. He had a solution. He had a solution. He had the ability to go past it. He had to get himself together, and he denied it. Or he said, no, that's never going to happen. Yes, 53rd Street is going to be going up in smoke. Yeah, nice. Good luck with that. Well, okay. How you like
so
us?
What,
hey, Gary, how you like us now?
Will he eventually have to consider Carolyn's work and products?
We don't care.
No, we'll
probably not
have
gonna
to
make
consider it.
No, he's probably not going to make it. He's not going to make it. Cause see,
because
some people get so deep in the well, they forget there was ever light. Some people get so deep in the well, Bob, that they forget that there was light. Carolyn is light, but they get so far away from God, they forget that there's God. They get so far away from their power that they forget that they have the power to overcome these very things that you're trying to say. Is he going to survive? Well, we say, yes, he could, but he's so far away.
So he has a pretty big audience radio-wise in New York. So a lot of his customers have died or really in bad shape.
The ones that did die moved because of the taxes and the lack of the police. And the hospitals are full, and the graveyards are just overrun these days.
And why do you laugh at the New Yorkers?
Fuck them.
Why do you say fuck them?
Because we laid it out, and we gave them the opportunity. We gave them the world. The stupid, I'm never going to die architect, that whole crew. Every single one of them had the opportunity to engage us fully and completely. Everything in New York City that you touched your hand to had the ability to come forth and be a part of that which you created here. But that not one has done that. Therefore, they will go into the bottom of the sea like the rest of them. Every single one.
The bottom of the sea means when the sea rises.
Yeah, watch.
Yeah.
Watch.
Okay. Next point.
We might have told you something there. Now you go back and you thread all what you've done in the Playboy article since the play Marshall McLuhan did the Playboy article forward. From there forward, who and what you have connected to in fucking New York City, state, and county. Everything you've laid your hand on in that arena, what has followed you? What has benefited you? What has come out of that that's beneficial to you? What has soothed you? Nothing. Not a single thing. So,
right.
That barren land shall be consumed.
Right. So, I gave them the benefit of the doubt and offered to receive their gifts, and they had nothing to give. Something like that?
Basically.
Yeah.
They spurned the king.
Right. Now,
that's a little glib. That is a little bit glib, but you did ask, so we didn't have to say it quite like that. But you did ask, and that is how it is. So, okay, shit happens, Bob. You don't like that answer, stop asking all those esoteric questions.
Right. So you said that you described the new virus to Carolyn. Did that arrive a week ago or 2 months ago?
No, you've been loving to put your feet on pigs for years, Bob. Been putting your feet on the little pigs, on the little belly. It's warm, the little belly pigs is warm. They bring them in, laying down. You're sitting on your ass all the time anyway. While you're sitting around your ass, you put your feet on the pig. Yeah, It's nice. It started then, Bob. How long have we been talking about that?
Oh, I caused the pig infection.
Yeah, because that's why we talk about the pig all the time. All the time, Bob. All the time.
So Carolyn started COVID-19. I started COVID-20. Yeah. I triggered COVID-20.
Yeah. And that's the reason we said it. And we said that was a huge big deal because Bob is going to be cross if they infect or affect his ability to have nice pigs to lay his feet on.
Right.
Because if you've messed that up, it's going to be not so pretty.
Okay, so then you say the world will turn on Gracie Allen, Mrs. Beers,
yeah.
or I can't remember her name. Why will they turn on her? Yeah. What's the thing that
she
failed?
She's sweet. She's sweet.
Oh, will Gracie Allen get blamed for the fact that they didn't solve the problem?
No. That they're up and down. Wear a mask. Don't wear a mask. Stay inside. Now you got to go outside. Now you can't go inside. Now you got to go over here. Drink this. No, don't drink that. Throw away your cutting board. Don't buy a pig. Okay, buy a pig, but don't put it on the cutting board. Okay, buy a pig. No, don't buy a pig and throw away your cutting board. Okay, use a knife. No, don't use a knife. No, don't eat pig. Wait, you got to have pig. Wait, okay. Well, you're just going to die, so that's all it is. You could have just said that to start with, and they wouldn't have went bankrupt and died at the same time, see? So this way they went bankrupt, starved to death, and died. So she's going to catch it for that condition.
In the sequence. That's a sequence. Not all
it is
time.
A sequence. That's kind of been happening all along. First is do not wear a mask because we ain't got none. Now you can't go out. Now you're going to get billed $50 or $50,000 if you go out without a mask on. And how you're supposed to swim in the fucking ocean with a mask on is pretty amazing to us. Oh, wait, no, the ocean's closed. You can't go to the ocean. It's in the ocean. You can't go to the ocean no more. Oh, no, it's terrible. It's everywhere. It's in the sand. It's bad.
And
so they
and
don't
because,
know. They, listen, no, don't ask that just yet. Here's the rub. They don't have a clue. They have zero idea. Which is why I guess we can go before the Well, bring us before the fucking Congress. We'd love to talk to them motherfuckers. They just tickle the shit out of us. Bring us to Congress. Subpoena us, by God. You just invite us. We'll go. Bob's got a few things he wants to ask him all about what exactly happened to Jack Ruby in the Warren Commission and the Warren Commission and 9-1-1. Bob's got a few questions. We just love. That's like, who is that? Who is the really rich guy? Who moved into the hotel, who built airplanes, Howard Hughes. Yeah, Howard Hughes, he says, you know, I would just adore you. I know all y'all's secrets. Y'all need to bring me in here. We'll ask some questions. Put that microphone in front of me. I got a few questions that we'll need. We're going to go deep, though, just so you know. Come on, let's do this. It don't have to be enclosed here. Put it on C-SPAN. I'm combing my hair pretty. We'll put it on C-SPAN. It'll be great. So,
okay,
there
so
you go.
What were we talking about? Let's see.
Damn, you killed Hugh Downs. I hope you're happy now.
Did he just die today?
Yeah, he was on concentration. He was on concentration back in the day. You remember that?
Concentration?
The show, concentration.
He was the host. He was the host of Barbara Walters' show, 2020. COVID.
He was. I know, but way before that. He was on the show Concentration.
I didn't know that. Okay, so we're
everything.
Talking.
What are you
Gracie
talking about? Gracie
Allen.
Dark soul,
oh, yeah. So
they're going to eat her.
They're talking about every say 100,000 million people die today. There's going to die more.
Right.
Trump's there. Our economy's coming back. We broke all records. He's ignoring. He won't talk about the virus anymore, correct? Is that what he's doing?
That's right. And it was only 50,000 today, Bob. It was only 50,000.
Right.
It sort of ginned back up a little bit.
We're having so much fun with this. I know Trump knows about the new virus going into the home and in the meat.
Yes, he understands it, and he's staging himself. He's staging himself there, so he's going to make. He's actually making sure. He's even giving money to Joseph Biden's campaign. Trump giving money to Biden's campaign, so he'll have a good way to put his tapes out and his sayings and his stuff. Because even the stuff that Biden says, I approve of this message. If I knew what this message was, I'd approve it. he can't even do that. So it's very rich.
I was thinking that maybe Biden is already dead.
Nah, he's on the edge. He's on the edge.
So he can't complete a thought because his brain just can't work anymore.
He just can't. Yeah, and see, he's taking so much Aricept now that you kind of lose your boundaries. Now, if you talk to Carolyn about Aricept, she'll tell you about how it helps with early onset dementia and Alzheimer's. But he doesn't quite have Alzheimer's. But, well, in your day, they would call it senility. When you're senile, whatever that means, you don't know what that means either. But he just can't get it. He just doesn't do it. He's not sharp like you, Bob.
So when Trump...
Why don't you run for president? Why don't you run for president?
I am president. You
could actually be a Democrat. That'd be fun. You could be a Democrat. That'd be fun.
Okay.
Yellow dog Democrat. But Karen wouldn't live with you, because you're a Democrat. She wouldn't live with
you. I know. Okay. Yeah. So I join up with Juan on the five.
Juan Williams. He lives with a white woman. He lives with a white woman. He don't even he don't even like Negro people. Why would you live with him, Bob?
I think I knew about him in New York. He used to be on WBAI with What's the Woman of Goodman? Amy Goodman. Was he a colleague of Amy Goodman?
Not Vestal. Yeah, but not Vestal. It was
Amy
Goodman.
I know that. Yeah, he was a colleague on her show. I should look it up, but I think he was on her show way back in the 90s when I was
trying to make a name. Trying to make a name.
Yes. Now
That was back when Milliken was trying to run something. You remember Michael Milliken?
Yeah, the
that was when
1983-84. What was that called? Mm-hmm. This scandal.
The bond.
Junk bond. Yeah. Okay.
That turned into Ronald Reagan's way of doing economics.
Yeah, Trump improved on that, right?
Trump improved on it. He does too. He says we don't need no bonds. Fuck. Just get rid of the Federal Reserve. All them damn bit. We got this. Money's nothing. The value of money is nothing, so I can have all I want. It's nothing. It's weak as water. It's dumb as dirt. Everybody's got some. Here's a snack full. Now, you need to hurry up and approve this. We need your permission. He's wanting to do another $3 trillion, but you're going to be okay because we're going to long it. We're going to long it. You won't cost you anything. We're going to create it, but he wants about another $3 trillion to give away. We're going to give them one more chance to get the revelation revealed and burning in the belly. You got burning in the belly, don't you? You do have it, don't you? Okay. They're going to need that.
Okay.
And Taylor Key. You got Taylor Key?
Yeah, we got that. We see pictures of Trump getting off the airplane or in press conference. Looks very concerned and bothered.
Yeah.
Now, is he acting that, or does he actually feel that way?
And the best one was when he's always perfect. He's so concerned. He's scared shitless that he's going to have one fucking hair out of place. Everything has to be perfect. His clothes have to be perfect. He carefully stands up straight to show his posture so they don't see his morbid obesity that nasty Pelosi talks about. And he makes sure that he's all together. Well, check this out. He got his stuff. He messed up his hair. He undid his tie. And he was dragging himself across the South Lawn just enough so they could get picked. They always had to take pictures of dragging like he just lost his best friend and his mama died in a car wreck or something terrible. And that Mary Trump, her brother's daughter, was going to write a tell-all book and tell every nasty thing the Trumps have ever thought about, bought, sold, traded, or absconded on. But it didn't work.
He wants that book out there.
Nah, not really. He wants the tail of that book out there. The book is a nothing thing, so it wouldn't do any good. But the tail of that book is enough to get him rafted up. It's enough to make Liz Cheney ask a question. It's enough to make Meghan McCain accuse him of pleurisy. He's guilty of pleurisy.
Okay, but wait. So, did he want to stop the Bolton book?
No. If he could have, he'd have just said, I'm going to arrest you for treason and hang you. I'm going to arrest you for treason and I'm going to hang you. And then, do you think John Bolton would put his fucking book out then? You see that tree? Andrew Johnson, the guard, he's the gardener. in front of that tree. He's dead now. We're going to hang you by that tree for treason. That's why we used to handle it. If he'd have done that, if he had just said no, the book would not have done. Or Simon and Schuster, if he had said, I will destroy you if you print this book. Of course they'd have said, okay, we'll get to it later. You wait till after the election. So instead, he pimps it, and come to find out there ain't nothing in the damn book. Nobody's even mentioned it any since. They don't care.
did you just say, what happens after the election?
No, that he wanted the book put out after the election. If you put it out after he's president again, it doesn't matter.
He was worried about it.
No, he wasn't. He was pimping it. He was pimping it, pushing it, trying to make it a big thing. He's got to do something, Bob, to get his ratings down. He cannot come in here as big dick syndrome and then fuck everybody to death. They knew that. No, he's got to be the little man. He's for the little. He's the reef. How do you get reelected on the Reform Party when you're the Reform?
So, right? Well, he's doing okay. His ratings are going down.
Oh, he's doing great. But he's doing great, and he's holding it together, and he keeps pointing out how Biden is beating the shit out of him. He's never finished one sentence. He's not completed one sentence, and he's beating the daylights out of me. I don't know how I'm going to hold up against all this. I keep hiring and firing staff, and it ain't looking too pretty good. Too pretty good. That's right.
Okay. How will Trump survive the downturn and increase starving and worse deaths? How is he going to handle that in his second term?
Higher economic relief efforts. Mm-hmm. We're going to have new direct rounds of direct coronavirus payments. Ooh, they love their money. Give them some money. They can pick it up. They'll pick up their checks at the polling booth. If you drop it in the Trump box, you'll get your check. If you don't, you might not.
But I'm not giving any more money. What's he going to use?
Well, no. We just said we're going to long the market to raise the other $3 trillion if you don't mind, and we'll give them that so that they can buy Burning in the Belly, Tale of T, and the Revelation Reveals series to give them one more chance to do right.
Okay, so
but we're gonna wait. It's in the red box. It's in the red box, Bob. Nothing's been decided. It's just Thursday. Calm down. Don't have a fit. Mm-hmm. Don't go busting no blood vessels. It's gonna be all right. Carolyn, checking for aneurysms. Don't have a fit.
Okay, so Biden, is Hillary Clinton waiting for a ridiculous convention so that she can replace him?
Virtually, yes.
A virtual convention.
Well, no, see, we made a play of saying virtually she's waiting. Well, virtually, yes. It's a virtual convention. So who's going to know? Who's going to know? It's going to be the single biggest clusterfuck you've ever seen. Let me tell you what. The Earl of Cali's thing. Never seen nothing like this. It's going to be rich.
Who's the Earl of Cali's?
Ur of Chaldees.
Who's that?
Don't you know who the Ur? Don't you know? Look it up.
You mean Abraham's town, hometown? Ur?
Yeah, Ur.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. All right, so what? So they're going to have a convention in August, and it'll be crazy. But Trump will be hoping that Biden rides it out and is the candidate. Now, I see more and more people are noticing Biden's ridiculous. Average people.
Well, they're trying to find it. They're looking. They're looking for. Yes.
Do the Democrats have a strategy here?
They're looking for one good Negro woman to save the day, and it ain't looking good.
They can't get one. They can't find one.
They ain't found one yet. Yeah. Oprah said, "Fuck you," and Michelle Obama said, "Y'all don't treat us very nice." I don't think I want to play that fucking Trump plowed up my garden. I can't go back there. He plowed up my garden.
Right. Okay, very good. What will cause this new odd cancer? The frequency changes? Oh, we did that, right? We did that.
Yeah, we did that. Yeah, we did it already, Bob. Sorry.
Okay.
We'll do it again. So, we'll do it again, and just like the first time if you want us to. You fuck with you, Bob. It's whatever you want.
Right. Now,
the swine, the divine swine, Coroni 2020.
So you see a lot of people dying starting now throughout the summer. All over the place.
They've already been dying. They've already been dying. What are you talking about?
Well, they're reporting the increase in cases, and Carolyn says, yes, but nobody's dying, is what Carolyn says.
Right. It's kind of build. You got to get. They're not going to die that necessarily. They're probably going to starve to death, Bob.
So
Carolyn, he's nothing in the stove. Ain't nothing in the stove, Bob.
Right. So the testing is happening, and they're seeing positive. But that's not if you get a positive of coronavirus 19, that's not lethal right now.
Well, no. You got to build the antibodies, Bob. Really smart people are working on this, and they're trying to make a one of those things that Carolyn doesn't like.
Valium.
Oh, you're right. She likes Valium. She doesn't like vaccinations. Okay, they're trying to make a non-vaccination vaccination so that the people don't die of the corona. And she says they're already not dying of the corona. So I guess they've got one well on the way, man. But this has to do with antibodies. That's what's happening to the human race. They're becoming antibodies. The five bodies, they're becoming anti.
Right. They're getting immune to the COVID-19?
No. They're getting used to it so that the stronger thing will take them out.
They're getting used to it because the later one's going to be more powerful.
Yeah, it's why they don't have chlorine bleach in hospitals. Because if you open bleach up in the hospital and clean it, it'll kill everything. You know, it'll kill all the bugs. But what comes back is worse than what was there because they become resistant to it.
Okay,
and
good.
So
right.
You're building a resistance. You're building a resistance so that there really will be no hope. You see.
So it's going to be kind of a bad mood in the world over the next few years.
Yeah, and there is no problem in Iran. There is no problem in Iran, especially in their atomic plant. There is no problem there, Bob.
Okay. So this leads to Megiddo? This leads to Megiddo? The malaise leads to Megiddo.
And the blood running.
That's pretty steep. We would say yes, but you've got to get a little room. You got to give some room, you see.
For it to develop?
You have to give room. No, for you to shift it and change it. Corona was supposed to be a nothing thing. It was supposed to be a little Zika, a little eyes poking out, a little Zika baby. It's supposed to be that. Y'all turn that into a fucking world pandemic. So leave it to the rain.
So we have to what? Something has to develop like the Zika.
You have to wait until the Iraqi officials say exactly how much radiation leaked.
Okay.
They'll be real. They'll be honest about that, though. They won't tell stories.
Okay. All right. So the next thing, why this ion? Why did you start the trend of putting RE in front of magnesium, relight?
Because we're doing this again. We're doing this again for the very last time.
And we did it six times or five times before?
So far. Mm-hmm.
And each time we blew up the world?
And she's still working on the formulas.
Right, but each time we blew up the world, right?
And she's still working on the formulas, yeah.
Who, Carolyn?
Yeah. You remember her, don't you? You remember
yeah.
her.
Yeah. So did you know that's why we do recap? We're doing it the final replay, the sixth time. It's the last time we're doing it.
Yeah. And so after a little while, when we change it again, we're going to start calling it re-remag. That'll fuck them up. I don't like remag. Okay, try re-remag.
Right.
It'd be like that. The 16 new in front of New Yorks. The 16 Yorks.
Okay, so that's New York or the
No,
kingdom?
It's actually 13. It's actually 13. It's New York.
But you're not referring to the Duke of York stuff over in England.
No, we're referring to Doctor Who.
Yes,
New York with the cat people.
We're changing the standard of care. Has that started yet among the elites of the big pharma and the nosy, or something else has to happen before we change the standard of care?
Look at their stock. Look at their stock. You'll know all you need to know. That's for their portfolio, right, to Pfizer and to White, right, for their portfolio. You'll see what's going on.
Write for them. Ask for a copy of their portfolio.
Write a letter. Just ask them for their portfolio, yeah.
Would they
their
know
quarterly.
It's coming
ask for
from
their,
Carolyn?
Ask for their quarterly. Yeah, yeah, that's fine. Ask for their
they know
quarterly
it's coming
report.
From Carolyn. Yeah, and they know that's coming from Carolyn's husband.
Sure.
So when are they're getting ready to kneel before Carolyn?
Or beg.
Big, yeah.
Probably big.
Okay. I have a new strata for medicine. That's more of what we're going to implement. New strata for medicine.
Oh, well, don't do it like Ghislaine Maxwell. That'll go bad.
Is she going to be executed or accused of a lot of bad dastardly deeds?
No. The only reason who gives a fuck about her? Do you remember the madam? Do you remember the madam, Heidi Weiss?
Yeah.
You remember Heidi?
Yeah.
Well, the problem with Heidi is she knew who everybody she was slept with and who was in and out and over and under and everything the rabbit did to the stump. She is the little book. Remember the little book? It went missing. Well, she is the little book, Bob.
You mean she worked with Madame Fleisch? Madame Heidi?
No. She knows Jeffrey Epstein's everywhere money came from. Everybody he fucked, everybody he had to fuck, everybody that was in the soup with Donald Trump, who he fucked, Clinton, and who he fucked, the kings and queens of England, who they fucked, and what they were fucking, and what they liked and didn't like, and preferred and didn't prefer, and which one preferred nice young goats over humans,
including Queen Elizabeth,
including. Many of the royal family.
Right. And Queen Elizabeth.
Yeah, sort of, yeah. She's a little above that.
You see, sex is the only fun that humans have. They have to have sex no matter what they're doing, right?
Well, but the problem is they get so based in it, and that's what Carolyn's argument is. They get so far out there, they can't enjoy sex. It turns to turning to some Caligula-like event.
Yeah.
Or some orgy of some sort, even to get your attention anymore, because it's just mundane. It just becomes passé.
Right. Now, you'll be careful what you say about Queen Elizabeth?
We do. No reason to alienate one of your followers, Bob.
In this TV show on Jack Parsons, they're showing his involvement with Aleister Crowley's cult. Is that pretty accurate?
Did you see that?
Showing?
It is. Did you get that? We sent you that. Did you see that?
I don't know. Did you send me something new about it?
We sent you that. Yeah.
Oh, you mean you made me aware of the show?
Yeah, we sent it to you.
Okay. All right. Thank you. All right. There was a
Prince Andrew. Prince Andrew scared shitless.
Of me.
Of what's going to happen to him.
Ghislaine talk? Will she reveal names and all that stuff?
Yeah, she's going to spend the rest of her life in jail. So, she's got to.
What did you say, Carolyn?
They'll probably kill her.
And they're not going to kill her, are they, Ion? It'd be too obvious.
Depends. We'll see.
But she's going to reveal stuff about people. They'll come out in the courts. Or whatever means.
No, you're going to have to do better than that. You're not getting like that. That's ridiculous. You're not going to just throw shit on the wall and see what sticks. You're going to have to do your homework. You're going to prepare and get this together and ask good, right questions regarding good, right answers, regarding good, right positions to what she knew, who slept with whom, how Jeffrey Epstein got his money, wealth, and power. She got her money, wealth, and power from her papa, who owned a great big, he was a book magnate, Imagine that, in a Gutenberg sort of kind of way. And so he ran the boat from that side, and that's where her nepotism kicked in. And so she liked playing with Epstein. But she knows all the dirty, dirty, sully little details. That's how she was able to balance it.
Yeah, did you just say that her father, Robert Maxwell, had the a Bible? Did you say something about Gutenberg?
No, he was a book magnet. The Gutenberg Galaxy Press.
Oh, he sold books. Okay, he had a book press. But so he was thrown off or killed out in the Atlantic Ocean. Was that connected to the Epstein doings way back then?
No, it was other problems. Other problems. But they were but it was other problems.
Yeah, so they had a corrupt situation, that family, and she inherited it. She just moved into it. Right.
Yeah.
So
she could get to all the right people. Jeffrey Epstein had all the right frivolities that seemed to be the cote du jour. And so she was the one, she'd get them loved up because she was safe. I mean, you know, she was safe.
Yeah. What, okay, so you say Prince Andrew's going to suffer from this capture.
Yeah, the queen done throwed his ass out. She done put him out.
She did?
Yeah.
Yeah, already. And, okay, so then.
So come what may, the House of Windsor will not suffer because of who fucked who in the Epstein debauchery class of bliss.
Well, and that's because the Queen is a bigger Epstein than Epstein. She knows more than Epstein did and set up more, right? She knows more secrets than anybody.
Chances are. Right.
So Gisling, one more
the
point.
The Culligan diamond is more significant than we said.
Right. So is she? Who said arrest Gisling? Who pulled that? Did Trump have something to do with that?
No. They're trying to pull the trigger to see what they're going to come up with because they've got to have some kind of distraction so people can talk about a Democrat for 30 minutes, Bob. We've got to have some Democrat fucking.
Okay, so this is a pro-Trump move.
Yeah, it's a new zeitgeist for the zeitgeist.
Right, and they could have busted her 6 months ago or a year ago, but they waited for the right time to see how the polls, key events unfold.
Yeah.
Now is the
that was
correct
great.
Time.
And so they knew she bought the 153-acre farm under a fake LLC with cash. They knew she was on the lam out there. They'd been watching her for all this time. She was acting. Everybody said she was in en France. She was parlez-vous français, en français, on the Rigauche and blah, blah, blah. Meanwhile, she was hiding right there all alone.
Right. And is she quite nervous about her situation?
It's a mixed bag, Bob. She's got all the cards. So why wouldn't she leave? If she were that serious, why wouldn't she get the fuck out? She had the sun, moon, and stars, but she didn't. She stayed. That ought to tell you something. And then once she stayed, now you got to have a different level of look. The different level of look is she has to make sure that everybody knows that where all these details, these sullied little details are. If something happens to her, they're going straight to WikiLeaks.
Okay, and she's already arranged that.
Yeah.
Okay, very interesting. Yeah. So she said I can't be hiding all my life, so I've got to go through this and see what I can pull off, what I can protect myself. So she knew she had.
It's no different than what she was doing with Jeffrey Epstein. Everything was a bad sex run. Anyway. So she couldn't get to it from that side in any case. So, yeah, it was ugly.
All right. She's used to it. Used to an ugly lifestyle. Correct?
You got to stay in a better way.
Well, she's used to an ugly lifestyle. That's pretty good.
Well, that's not a lifestyle. It's like being in Caligula's court. You never know when you're the one for dinner.
Okay, gotcha. So
a problem?
But she grew up with that, their father, so she creates that kind of frequency.
Well, perfect. That's exactly right. But that still sounds strange when you're causing debauchery because you're upset about the debauchery. I don't see it doesn't make a lot of sense. You see, but that's what you're talking about, though. But
yeah. It's all she knew how to do, and she got attention by it. People like to have attention. She had a role in society. She had a sense of importance. Correct? You like that? That's the right way to say it.
Basically, yeah, that's pretty good.
Okay, here's an interesting phenomenon. I think the headline was, weird, out of nowhere, something just rocked Earth's magnetic field. This is a week or so ago. Well, June 23rd, a global magnetic anomaly. On June 23rd, Earth's quiet magnetic field was unexpectedly disturbed by a wave of magnetism that rippled around much of the globe. There was no solar storm or geomagnetic storm to cause the disturbance. So what was it? Asked the article.
It was, we hiccuped, and gave you the taste of anti-magnetism.
Yeah, of the flipping of the poles. The taste of
the slowing down. Don't say it that way. You got a taste of when the day the magma slowed.
On that day, June 23rd, and that's a taste of what's coming. It's a constant state. Why did you have to give a taste of it? Is that part of letting it happen?
No. Only way we can explain why the zombie apocalypse kicks in and we go into the lawlessness and no police and the dogs and cats laying together and homicides and shootings and murders. Everything turns in like Chicago, the south side of Chicago. Everything turns like that. You know, when Bangor, Maine turns into the south side of Chicago. You got to have a reason for that, Bob. You got to have a reason for that.
So it's going to happen, and how will they blame Trump? Like Trump created the worst country conditions.
Oh, no. He's quick. He gets up and says, okay, the China virus. Where did it come from? China. What is it, a virus? China virus came, and it attacked us here. Okay, the China virus, the Kung Flu, attacked us here, okay? Now, everywhere there's a problem, which I'm fixing to take care of this problem, you better do something, or I'm going to take care of it, because I'm not going to put up with this. Okay, everywhere there's a problem, it's a fucked up, yellow dog, Democrat, liberal, anti-FIFA, so-so-fa-so-la, doo-whopper. It ain't even black people. Black people are at home laughing their ass off. They think it's the most hysterical thing they've ever seen in their life. These people have lost their damn mind. All those Democrat sanctuary. There wasn't very much sanctuary. They kill themselves and then want's mad because the police won't come drag the body out of the place that the defunded police are supposed to go. Okay, so it's only in those places. We isolated those places long back when Beto was still running. You remember Beto O'Rourke?
Oh, Texas.
Yeah, there was all this big to-do about the sanctuary cities, and that's where all the problems were. Atlanta, Houston, Dallas, and all of California, New York City, these different places, Memphis, well, not so much Memphis, but for sure Nashville, these different places have Minnesota, don't you know? And these places have these issues of where this is a heavy, 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 heavy liberal, 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 liberal. They're not even Democrats. They're not even. They're more like communists rather than they are socialists, Bob. And so they're kicking their heels up a little. And then the people that are in charge are saying, "Oh, well, it's a summer of love. We're going to have a summer of love." So y'all start. Y'all better not be killing the niggers. The niggers don't like it. Black niggers' lives matter. Don't kill the niggers. If you kill the niggers,
they're going to get upset, and then it'll be another problem that I have. You're going to interrupt my summer of love, and this is Seattle, Washington. Who the fuck is in Seattle, Washington anyway? Who cares? This is where the problem is birthed. This is what the same thing. Remember Occupy Wall Street? Remember that 1%ers? We are the 1%. This is another tit-tat of that same falling off the grape, falling off the vine of that process, because they're trying to lend or gain power because they're trying to obfuscate the government's power. Well, now, we're not so mad about that. Remember, we fuck with Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez because at least she's nothing but she's building up some power. We like that. Tear it up, girl. You're right. You win. 12 years will probably about do it up. If you ain't dead in 12 years, you'll probably wish you were. Okay, you win. But see, there's the trouble. Then you got Bill de Blasio, the blah, 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 Blasio. Sitting here going, okay, we're going to take the money away from the police, but y'all got to act good. Well, no, we'll take it all. Well, it's only $8 billion. Well, hey, it's a good idea. Guess what? We haven't collected a goddamn penny in income tax or sales tax or selling tax or any tax, and New York City is so fucking upside down in trouble, we don't have the $1 billion to pay the police anyway, so that's perfect. We'll use that as an excuse of how we save New York City. By letting everybody kill themselves in the quiet of their own home. Don't call 911. Call your social worker.
So you think that defunding is going to spread?
Oh, yeah. In the sanctuary. Sanctuary. Remember we said that it was going to be the war between the North and the South, and between the states. That's going to be the sanctuary cities versus the states. But then even Washington
Are you saying versus the state, meaning the federal government, or states?
No.
Plural.
States. Trump is very clear.
Are you adding the S, state or states? Just spell it, saying.
The sanctuary city, the war between the sanctuary city and the state that the sanctuary city resides inside.
Oh, okay, so it's all the states against the sanctuary cities, or just the states. Okay, not the federal government.
Sure.
Federal government, Trump's going to be above it all. He's going
to
say, oh,
well, he is already. Now, he is, and listen to what he says. Listen to what he actually says. He says, okay, governors, y'all going to have to pick this up now. He said, if y'all don't take care of this, I will. I'll take care of it. It's no problem. I got you. But if I do it, I'm not asking any questions now. I'm going to burn it down. I'm going to handle it. I'm going to handle it if I do it. But you started this. This is your city. You didn't want the federal government in states' rights. So I'm going to yield to what you think is best, and whatever you decide we'll live with. And if I have to come clean it up, I'm going to come. I'll come take a V8 bulldozer and push the whole thing down. There, and it'll be the Yellow Dog Democrats' fault. That's what he's trying to pump.
Well, why are the states against the cities? The state government, they represent
because
the whole state, so they don't like what goes on in a particular city.
Okay. Well, the state of New York is aghast at what New York City is doing. They think this is the most crazy thing in the whole wide world.
And the media makes sure that those opinions aren't given much coverage.
Correct. Okay. Trump arrested 5 people today who threatened to try to take down a statue and defame a statue. The people going to serve 10 years in the federal prison. They had a big press release. Fox was there, and there was nobody else. Where was the crowd? Where was all the cameras? Where was all the stuff? Not a living fucking soul was there to show that those 5 people. That he said, if y'all tear up these statues, I'm going to give you 10 years. That's federal property. You hurt federal property, and the law is you're going to serve 10 fucking years, and I'm the goddamn law. So do what you're going to do, but if you do, you're going to jail for 10 years. They're not doing good with the coronavirus in there.
What's the virus got to do with it?
It's rampant in the prisons.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So those people that he showed last week, the end of last week, the people they suspected were of tearing down the
five of them have been 5 of them have been arrested.
Most those ones. And are the rest panicky and running off to Mexico and places like that?
No, they didn't know. They didn't know. They had no idea. They didn't think it was wrong to. They thought it was their constitutional right to destroy federal property.
Do they know they're being that the posters showed their faces?
Yeah, they did.
So what are they
doing?
They were
all excited. They were getting free press, Bob. This was they had a McLuhan fest. Praise God! Praise God! I'm the medium. I'm the message. I'm not the medium. I'm the message. I'm the message. I'm the message. Put me everywhere. Barbara Wawa. Where's Barbara Wawa? Go get Barbara Wawa. She can make me cry. But go get her. Go get her. Go bring her back. Bring her if you have dead. Go get her. Bring her back. And it's great because then they were all excited about it. We're going to make a difference. God damn you. We're going to make a difference. We're not going to be mad as hell. We're not going to take this anymore. Well, now we're going to say, now you can be mad as hell as you want to.
Are we seeing with the Media Ecology Association picking up from McLuhan and Neil Postman worried that we've been amusing ourselves to death via TV for 40 years and these young people have no clue about anything that people used to know about the laws? Is that what we're dealing with? Uneducated, ridiculous young minds?
It's Bob. This is an example of post-Android meme.
Ah, yes, tech body world.
You've been to see it, and it's not going to make any sense whatsoever. Well, right now it doesn't make it. By God, we're going to feel better. Well, goddamn that Lincoln motherfucker. We're going to burn his statue too. Yeah, Lincoln. We hate Lincoln. Goddamn Lincoln. He's a Republican. We hate him. Yeah, he freed the slaves. So Juneteenth's going to be the new 4th of July. Fuck y'all. Wait. Oh, yeah, that was about slavery. Yeah, oh, independence. No. Wait, no. We're going to go get Margaret Thatcher to tell us what to do. She was a good person. We'll get her. She'll help us out.
Somebody's got to pay for it. But they're all turning into Carolyn's uninformed state of mind until recently when she got into Fox 4. For 40 years, Carolyn knew nothing about anything in the world other than the people I introduced her to, but she didn't have the big view. So they're all. So we're seeing Carolyn's state of mind.
She likes Sun Ra better than you, though.
I know, but the thing is that she didn't even really know who he was. Maybe she did. You can't tell what Carolyn knows. But certainly in current events, issues, Carolyn didn't know anybody or anything. Now she knows a little bit, right, Carolyn?
She knew Bob Carr.
Lies.
Oh, she says that's all lies. Sorry. Maybe I'm the one who didn't know anything. Maybe that's what it is.
Maybe.
Projecting.
She knew Joe Dunsloan. And
she knew the important things.
She knew how to break in. She knew how to break into Mae Brussels' house when she died.
Yeah, but she didn't know about the mayor of Washington in the 90s, the black guy. She didn't know who they were or what his name was or anything that was going on in there.
She didn't care. They're not necessary. They didn't care because they won't be that in the next election cycle, so it's okay.
Okay. So they get arrested and they're shocked. So by November, people are going to be shocked. The average Joe, that guy, average Joe, whatever he was, Joe Average, they're going to be shocked at how ridiculous the Democratic threat got realized, and they're seeing the defunding of police. People will say, we need a Hitler, we need a Mussolini. Trump can probably approximate that. And that would be a factor. That would be a factor that allow the tech body to get away with what they're going to do.
President Trump, you'll have to, somebody will probably send it to you today, but Trump had about 3 conferences today. He was taking a bat and going to show them how to heal people with a Louisville Slugger. It's made in Texas, and he was going to swap it and make that be a big thing. And then he got up there talking about how the presidents who served more than 2 terms, and that it happened one time, that it may happen again. But we're going to have to see. But it happened once, so it certainly could happen again. You know, it's possible. Everything is possible. He allured to that today. Pretty much.
All right.
Pretty fun.
Very okay. Now this article, back to the global magnetic anomaly. The next sentence. Lately, Earth's magnetic field has been quiet, very quiet. The sun is in the pits of what may turn out to be the deepest solar minimum in a century. Geomagnetic storms just aren't happening. How does that relate to the previous sentence about this quiet period?
Quiet. It's the quiet before the storm, Bob.
Mm.
You have to rock them to sleep. Rock them. They're in the rocking chair, Bob. They're in the rocking chair. Rock me.
But they're going to be rocked to sleep, and then they're going to be awakened by the no movement, by the non-magnetic.
Death.
Okay. All right.
What is it? What is it? Iran said before their nuclear factory blowed up, burned up. Death to America! Death to America! And now they're all excited because the anti-faso-faso-faso-faso-faso-refaso-refaso-refaso-la, they're saying death to America too, and it's where they live! Death to us! Death to ourselves! That's what we're saying. Death to America. I'm proud to be part of the United States of America. Death to America. That's us. Yeah, death to us.
How's Iran part of America?
Oh, they're not. The people in the anti-Fasola affairs are saying the same things that Iran has been saying for years.
Oh, I
see.
Since
they toppled the Ayatollah Khomeini.
Okay. Now, here's an interesting topic.
And Baghdadi. Remember Baghdadi? Baghdadi's still mad, too. He's dead.
Who's that? Is that Hussein or Bin Laden?
His name is Baghdadi. Look him up.
Oh, yeah.
He was
the Soleimani
the
guy. Prince. He's mad about what?
Oh. Well, he got killed because he was shooting his mouth off.
Oh, yeah. He got killed. Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Here's the scenario. We found out that what Ian has been saying for 10 or 11 years, that the frequency was changing and we need our products to adapt. We found out, well, that was caused by the poles flipping. And then the poles, why did they start flipping? Well, because the three moons became visible. And why did the three moons become visible? Because we are getting ready to go back to Andromeda. So there's a sequence.
You can't make it through. You can't make it through the Stargate if you have a polarity that holds you in a gig. That's a specific term in physics, to be held in a gig, where you're basically held in your own Faraday waspish hole. You're in your own, a vortex or a the thing like
you call
a Faraday tornado.
Faraday
cage. A tornado, the eye of the storm, the center of that point. This is that point. It can't be swirling. To suck you down the vortex, the throat hole, you can't do that. So you have to have this stop so that you can peacefully be a marble pulled through the Stargate. So you can't have all this spinning stuff going on. It becomes like a, what did you call it the other day, a gyroscope? You called it a gyroscope.
Yeah.
We don't know what that is, but if we did, it would be like that.
Right, so you just described the silence, the flipping of the poles, the sequence I just laid out. That leads to this quiet space in the tornado. Is that what you just said?
Yeah, you could call it like a hurricane.
Right. Okay, so the eyes
body is great. It destroys things and doesn't destroy them. That's pretty nice.
It just destroyed something there?
Yeah, knocked stuff off. You know how things fly.
Yeah. So the quiet, the silent, what is it called? Stillness at the center. That's the dead magnetic field. That's what has to happen at the Stargate for us to go through it. So we now have
correct.
A larger
Otherwise, you'd be destroyed. The force inside the gyroscope would tear you apart. That's what would make the caldera blow.
Right. So so you've brought in then the caldera, but you've added another, like we need to go to Andromeda was the final cause in my sequence. Well,
yeah.
The details of that is that you've got to get the quiet. So it comes back. Yes, going to Andromeda requires the silent central, still center.
Yeah.
And so all these events.
You gotta get diamond and silk, but you can't be too big a hurry. You ain't even finished your chart yet. You gotta have diamond and silk and the whaling jennies. You gotta get them all fixed up. Get to work.
Make okay,
fire meal, Peppy.
So I was thinking that all of this has happened before. When we did the five previous times, we're redoing it now, but we did it five times. Did we get as far as getting through the Stargate?
No. That's only one time through, Bob. That's why you had the little bump on your neck in the first place. Do you remember when you first got the little nick on your neck?
Yeah, that's in the sun's face.
No, I know, but do you remember when you got it in your meat sack body?
No, I don't remember anything happening to my neck.
Don't you remember? No, you were playing hockey, remember? You had to live that little scar you got.
I got hit in the neck?
No, you got hit, and then you got a mark on your neck.
From what, if I didn't get hit there?
Eddie, your friend.
Yeah, but what did he,
he hit you. You took a spill on your ice, one of those slick things, the knives you run on the ice with.
Yeah.
Skates.
You
were hit, and when you hit, you remember when you hurt your elbow?
Yes.
You remember when you fell?
Yeah.
That's when you caused the thing on your neck.
Oh, that triggered it. But that wasn't in hockey. That wasn't in hockey.
But you were playing hockey.
Yes, but my elbow got hurt in a gymnastics accident.
I understand, but that has nothing to do with this. That's not that. You fell, and that's when that caused it. It's a trigger, Bob. Come on now. Have you never read Thompson?
No, I never read him. But the
it's a trigger. It's a trigger.
What is the elbow accident got to do with the neck?
The elbow's connected to the arm bone. The arm bone's connected to the clavicle. The clavicle's connected to the neck, and that's where you got your scar.
Because I had a weak elbow from the gymnastics, and when I fell in hockey, it hurt the elbow, aggravated.
Correct.
Okay.
Well, it made a mark. That's what we're talking about, is the mark.
And
that mark is nothing else but to sink up. No, it's yes, in the sun, but it sinks up for you so that you can be reminded that there's a sun. Because otherwise, you wouldn't even know that.
Okay, so okay.
It wouldn't be in your chart. It wouldn't be in your chart.
Right. All of the scenario that
because otherwise about. you'd never get to Furry Mint without that scar. You know that, right?
Without the scar.
Yep.
And that includes the scar on the elbow? Is that
it is.
That? Yeah.
It most certainly is.
So that explains why it happened. But all that we've developed here.
Which elbow is it, Bob? Hey, Bob, which elbow is it?
Well, if I'm facing south, it's the left elbow. If I'm facing north, it's the right elbow.
Okay. What if you're facing what if you're facing east? What if you're facing east?
It never happened. No scar at all.
Okay. Well, there's also a scar.
We're getting
Carol Sphinx. There's also a scar on the Sphinx. Remember under the foot of the Sphinx?
Yes.
Where Dobbstown is? There's a scar there too, Bob.
That's when I'm facing west. When I'm facing west, the scar shows up with the Sphinx. Okay, very flexible. But here's the point. All this sequence of events and patterns, we now bring in effects precede causes, and that means your future is placed in your path for your then that was now in the future back with the past. All that stuff.
That will be next Tuesday.
Yes, all that you started saying right there early, 11 years ago, you laid out that early pattern. The effects precede the causes. What dimension? Is that the level of, it's already happened? That's neutrino talk? Or it's within the illusion of time that you have to have the effects? If you're going to have time, you're going to have effects precede causes.
Otherwise, it has to be staged. If the effects don't precede the cause, it's got to be staged. It's why your show looks like we practiced for days and days and days to make it flow like a mighty rushing river, when we know we don't do anything, we just show up and see what falls out.
Yeah, so for the illusion of time to work, you got to have effects preceding causes.
Correct. And see, if all the world's a stage, you got to have a fat lady to sing the aria.
What? Sing the aria? Is this a complete
thing? If the world is but a stage, Bob, then you got to have a fat woman to sing the aria.
Right. Are opera singers fat because you need that kind of physiology to make those high voices they sing?
No, the heavier girth in the meat sack body applies pressure to the diaphragm, and it gives them a greater sense of vibrato.
Right. So they are told this, or the body effects preceding causes know to make the body that
all
way.
All the great tenors know that, Bob. And they don't have anything. They're like you. They don't do anything except they just lay around and eat. So they just don't naturally get it. Vestal made the best coconut cake. And she was all them good ones was pretty healthy too. Did you notice that?
Yes. So what was that? So you say that weightlifters and people who work in the gym, they lay around all day also.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bert don't do shit, and he's becoming a Johnny Unitas.
All right. Okay.
Eating sweet cakes, Bob. He's eating sweet cakes.
Good. Now, here's the important point. With this effects precede causes due to the concept of time and the rabbit hole of time,
yeah.
James Joyce was trying to show this in Finnegan's Wake.
Yeah.
And
he did.
He
wasn't trying to. He did.
And he showed the process of your future was placed in the past so that you could have it now, then, Tuesday. That's what he understood. What was his problem about he couldn't finish it? He couldn't let it go. What was the failure part of his project? Because he paints it accurately. What did he screw up? He didn't understand what he had done?
Who said he failed?
He didn't finish it, and he was quite dissatisfied with it
at the end. Yes, he did.
He did finish it. No,
he
you're
did.
Changing. You're changing. You said
No. That was finished. That was finished. The end of the story didn't end. It stopped. The story didn't end. It stopped. He was angry because it stopped, not because it ended. It was the end of the line. He still wanted to ride the train.
He wanted to keep going, but he stopped it.
No, he ran out of train track.
Okay, so did that bother him?
You said it did, so yeah.
Okay, now, non-physical infiltrated the text and put in Glastic and other things in there for some reason because it's going to be the only book left along with the Book of Revelation.
That's correct. Well, no, that's not completely all the way there. There is a little bit of the Apocrypha that we're going to bring.
Okay. And this is
there is some of that. That's not a real book. Well, now that don't count. That's only for dead people. You can't talk about that.
Yeah,
that's like
bowel
movements. There's no reason to talk about it.
Right. So you were just saying, you started to say something else. Bring the Apocrypha. But Finnegan's Wake has non-physical in it, just like the Bible has non-physical in it.
Of course.
Another level of interpretation.
That's what Wyndham Lewis was trying to sell. He never could do it, but that's what he was trying to sell. That's why Marshall McLuhan was smitten by him.
Yeah, Lewis understood the pattern and was trying to present it in his novel.
No,
essays.
No. He understood the pattern recognition. He never mastered the pattern. He understood the recognition. That's the difference.
Well, what is the recognition as opposed to the pattern?
Oh, the recognition is you see the way the road goes without noticing the lines in the road.
Yeah, so
he knows which
like
way
me.
The road goes. Well, maybe
it sounds
you.
Like me. Yeah.
Well, he learned everything he knows from you, Bob.
Yes. So
Pete's sake, why
so,
the fuck would we be talking about that ridiculous bastard,
Wyndham Lewis? So he
now T.S. Eliot. T.S. Eliot, that's a different conversation.
What do you think
we
of
own,
me?
We own that.
The symbol of Eliot in the chart is William Aaron Thompson. Is that disgusting? You respect Eliot, and I put Thompson, matched him up with Eliot. Does that bother you?
Well, it doesn't bother us. It's okay.
Was Eliot like Thompson? A dead end?
Yeah.
No hope?
Well, we'll see. We don't want to spoil it. If we tell you the end of it, you won't read. If we tell you the end of it, you won't read the fucking book.
Right. So the effects we see causes in terms of the sequence of the moon. So right now, all these events are happening simultaneously. This is what you called simultaneity the other day. And to make it linear, or to put an order in the concomitant events, the parallel events all happening at the same time, is a fallacy of the mind. You wouldn't want to put it into order. All the factors are connected and interacting nicely.
Except for the rabbit hole. You go down, Alice went down the rabbit hole. That's Carol Lewis.
Yes.
Alice went down the rabbit hole, and the distance between where she went left from and where she arrived was not in time. See the rub? So if you can buy that construct, you can apply time to T.S. Eliot.
Right.
If you can't, then leave it alone. Run.
Can you apply
Bert's
time?
Bert's the only one that'll catch that and figure it out.
Right.
But that's why he's Bert.
The way this rabbit hole and time factor, can you apply it to Phineas Wake?
Yes, of course.
Can you apply it to my chart?
Well, if you ever finish it, only when you finish it. When you finish it, then we'll talk about it. But we're not going to, here we go. In this timed element, we're not going to talk about the superfluous condition that your unfinished chart may or may not have a causal effect on the preceding reticent position of ascension. Say that five times with marbles in your mouth.
The reticent ENT position, not reticence.
Yes.
Position.
No, reticence. Good.
Okay.
You're doing so much better with the English language, Bob. Since we've been working with you, you're doing so much better. We're so proud.
Where did you start working with me?
Right after you learned how to diagram the sentences. It's beautiful.
Not because I started drinking living water last year.
Nah, you were good. You were practically a sesquipedalian forever, Bob. It's all good.
You realize, Carolyn, that tomorrow is the anniversary of my getting the drink a year ago, July 3rd, 2019.
Yes.
Tomorrow. One year.
Carolyn was mad. She was fighting fire trying to get down there as quick as she could.
Yeah.
She see what you were getting into that she was going to be obfuscated from. But she caught up real quick, so that's a good day.
Yeah, Carolyn, we didn't tell you, or did I tell you before you came? I think I told you. I announced it on the radio. So you knew, Carolyn, you knew what I was getting into, I think. Okay, so when you look at abstract or collage.
All Carolyn said when she arrived, when she started her ascension, it's like, somebody put sugar in my water. That's what her first words were. Sugar in my water. You can mark that. Those are good words.
Yes. Now, so that was actually true because that was the super sugar, correct?
Yeah, correct.
Yeah. And that's not the iCell, correct?
Well, there's iCell in it. That's not the iCell, no. That's not the sweetness. But see, it even tempers. Once you have it, it builds, it tempers. And like you notice now, it's not as sweet now because it's not so shocking to you.
Because we have more ISO?
Because you're used to it.
Okay. So in looking at this tiny note chart fitting its weight, you could call it collage art if it was a painting, or assemblage was another presentation. So the electric environment started to be extended 150 years ago, so people started to pick up this collage effect of past, present, and future. So a lot of artists and novelists or creators were trying to show this because the electric environment was coming forth and we could intuit the structure underlying everything and the beginning of the end of time. So there is timing, though, within it. There is an actual date.
Which is fine.
What?
That's fine. See, that's not a problem.
Yeah, there's going to be a timing. You know exactly when certain events are going to happen, say, over the next 3 months.
That's why we've been, that's why all of a sudden we've been scurrying you along trying to get y'all to get ready. I've been slung up on a seat of fucking do nothing. That's what Carolyn's been talking to. It's like somebody's going to have to get in the field here and get something done. All this laying around ain't getting nothing done. Somebody better get ready. If we're going to do all this, something's got to happen because we can't go like this. It's
so the apparent paradox.
Let's go.
Yeah. The apparent paradox of the collage, the assemblies, effects preceding causes, and the three moons and the poles slipping and all that. What do you say about it? That. And then you relate there is actual precise timing in the big now. Is that the two factors of geometry and trigonometry and what we call the 4X formula? Is that the getting precise timing within the
No, that's like saying an X and Y formulation is time. It's just these intersection points are this. Now, is there a time aspect of that connection? Okay, but it doesn't have to be a timed event. But yet we'll extrapolate things to the future. We don't know when the 4X is going to zero, but we know, we don't know when the euro is going to zero, but we triangulate it. We know exactly that it is. But when, there's another moment. That's, see, the when is where it gets you.
Zappa used to say the when was the important question. So you'd
that's
agree
right,
with him
the when.
On that point.
That's
the
true.
When.
It's in what we sent you. Okay,
so,
what do you got going?
We got trigonometry. What do you call the geometry part of the 4X formula? Is it just geometry or is there
a We call it astrology.
Even though it's astronomy?
That's your term. Astrology.
You never called
it
that before.
The sign. We never asked before. It's the sign.
Right. Okay, so the mixture of geometry and trigonometry, which is the 4X formula, you're saying it's more precisely the signs of astrology with trigonometry. Which one is showing the timing? The astrology or the trigonometry?
Neither.
It's the interplay.
Neither.
The synergy
right.
of the two of them coming together.
Because it's like, remember the movie Groundhog Day? They did the same thing over every day, but then he started making differences. He learned the piano. He learned how to paint. He learned how to do ice sculpture. It was the same day. It was the same time. But as those days built, he became more than the sum total of himself because he was outside of himself on a daily consistent repetition of what you call a timed day.
Yes, very good. So this was what Bucky Fuller was trying to express.
He's ridiculous. I wish he'd have told Scott a little more before he decided to fuck it all off, but it'd been nice if he had.
What, if I told Scott more about what Bucky
was? No. If Bucky was that. Yeah, no, it's the non sequitur. Okay, good.
No, wait a minute.
Happy.
But Bucky attempted it and he screwed it up. He didn't get there.
He didn't complete it. That's right.
Okay. Well, Scott will hopefully hear this. That up on it. All right. Thank you very much. A very good session. Thank you.
Wonderful. You only went 8 minutes after 8. It was good.